Valentine's Day is Friday this year, which for some reason everyone thinks is more stressful. Like, I don't understand why.
I mean, trying to get a table at like, I don't know, Popeyes is going to cost you big money. It's going to be crazy on a Friday.
It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You could hear her here every weeknight on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. All right, this is what I was thinking. I'm going to go through the scenario you're in, and you tell us what you got to do for Valentine's Day. Sound good?
Okay.
Single, what do you do on Valentine's Day? It's Friday.
You go and you do something really nice for yourself, a spa day, a massage. You take care of your friend's kids so that you remember that maybe you're not in as much of a rush to get married and have children.
That's fair.
Or you go out and do something for others, you know, some volunteer work, which will make you feel great and you'll meet other cool people, maybe a great potential partner.
Okay, you just started dating someone. Now what? It's only been a few weeks.
Couple weeks.
That's tricky. You say, hey, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Or, hey, I'm going to be getting together with a bunch of my friends. Do you want to come? Like, make it kind of low pressure. If you're not brave enough to do that, then you got to make other plans by virtue of what we just talked about. Figure that that person is not ready to claim Valentine's Day, but it's a great litmus test for how into you someone is.
You're in a long-term relationship, but you don't have a ring yet. Now what? And they're expecting a ring.
Ooh.
Oh gosh, right. That's a tough one.
You took the other
angle much larger issues, right?
Right.
I would, but if they're expecting a ring, I would get them a really nice gift.
Yeah,
you definitely just don't bring them some chocolates,
right?
You know,
deflect.
Like, yeah, soften the blow, and have a real conversation because clearly the pressure's on. Have a real conversation about what's holding you back or what's really going on, because Valentine's Day does put a magnifying glass on your relationship, and if you're not ready and they've been waiting, you know, and you don't really want to, be honest with yourself and with them if you don't really see it happening.
You are going to be wearing chocolate if you brought the chocolate,
yeah,
and right. Then you bring that up.
It's true.
And then tell them that.
There's no ring in this
true.
Chocolate box. But
right.
They are Godiva.
Right? Right, but here's the thing. Let's talk about that chocolate and the fact that you're not getting a ring. Right, and here are the reasons. Right. Perfect.
All right, you're married, tired, have kids. Do you even need to bother?
Yes!
Oh, okay, just checking.
You
need to bother even more. Sorry, Anna.
All right, so what do you got to do? Like, take out?
So you wanted to plan it out for you?
You want me to plan it out?
Well, do you have to do the romantic dinner thing, or can you just...
You don't have to do it. Listen, I don't even believe, I hate to say this, but I never go out on Valentine's Day itself. I feel like it's such a racket.
Mm.
Everything is double priced. You're squished into restaurants with a million other people. There's nothing romantic about it. But do something. You don't have to go out to a romantic dinner, but go out, go on a picnic, go to a show, or just, you know, get a babysitter to take the kid out and have a little fun time at home. You know, do something sweet and kind and intimate with your partner. The last thing you want to do is not nurture your relationship on Valentine's Day. There's enough the rest of the time, if you're exhausted with kids, that you're not nurturing the relationship.
Always good advice. If you needed some too, you can call Dr. Laura Berman yourself at 855-5-UNCOVER and check her out every weeknight here, Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman.